puts it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters. The joy of bringing this show to you on ESPN 97.5, always enabled by our presenting sponsor, yes, the Daspit Law Firm. Brian McDonald behind the glass tonight. Guillermo Lazo Romero here tonight. Tonight we start the show. We remind you that the world lost one of the great footballers, English international Manchester United, Sir Bobby Charlton. Sad. That's one of the heavyweights in the history of world football. Exciting times here in Houston. All right. So the Astros lost in the seventh game. You know, maybe some of those Astros fans will get on the Houston Dynamo bandwagon. They open the playoffs on Sunday at 5 o'clock at Shell Energy Stadium against Real Salt Lake. It's a best of three. And the Dynamo, in exciting fashion, we had it right here on ESPN 97.5, took out the Portland Timbers 3-1. The Dynamo are a better road team now. And we got a lot to talk about here tonight. They knocked off Portland on the way to securing home field in the playoffs. So an incredibly interesting year here. If you are anybody else in Major League Soccer, you do not want to play the Houston Dynamo in the playoffs. They're a dangerous animal, and I'm not putting the cart before the horse, but do not be surprised if the Dynamo make a run all the way to the MLS Cup final. You heard it here. Not afraid to say it. I repeat, do not be surprised if the Dynamo make a run to the MLS Cup final. And more on that tonight. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in number 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. And I got playoff tickets tonight, feeling like Santa Claus. We're going to give those out. Don't forget to also check social media, because at some point tomorrow, playoff tickets will show up at Glenn Davis Sock or at Soccer Matters on both X, formerly Twitter, and Instagram. So here are the guests tonight. Former U.S. international, former Major League Soccer pro in Colorado, Marcelo Balboa. He's also with Apple TV. We banter around playoff predictions. And it's not just, hey, who are you picking? We have a comment or two on the teams. By the way, the call-in number tonight, 713-780-3776. Really want to hear from Dynamo fans here. And by the way, if you're an Astros fan, just stop for a second and think of the run you've been on. That's not reality. It's not reality. So complain all you want about going down in the seventh game. And I love that, and I think that's all fair. But, man, it's very rare you get a body of work like that. That's pretty remarkable. All right, so again, 713-780-3776. I threw out on Instagram and on Twitter today the playoff format in Major League Soccer. What do you think about it? Do you like it? So tomorrow night you got number 8 and number 9 in both the East and West in a playoff, and then they'll get FC Cincinnati and St. Louis, who both won their respective conferences. So you got Sporting Kansas City at 8 against San Jose at 9, and then you've got the New York Red Bulls. Who are the Red Bulls taking on? Oh, Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte. We had Champions League here as well today. So playoff format, Champions League, all in play. All right, let's go to Meyerland. We start off tonight with Roy. Roy wants to talk Champions League. What do you got, Roy?
Hey, Glenn, how's it going?
Very good, Roy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to take a little bit of your time just to talk a little bit about United. You know, rest in peace to Sir Bobby. Definitely a legend. But as far as the match tonight, you know, I really felt like Copenhagen deserved something today, you know, in a match that United absolutely had to win. It's just not good enough, Glenn. You know, and I almost felt like the ghost of Sir Bobby saved that penalty today.
He may have. Onana needed that in a big, big way. It wasn't the best of penalties. I mean, I did see that later on in the show on Danish Dynamite. Jan Christensen's going to break the game down a little bit. Look, we can point to whatever we want. You have to point to the history from ownership. That's where you got to go. This team, with its history, the bar is so high, and it's been such a struggle. I thought Ten Hag had really sort of helped turn the corner with this team. I loved how he was strong with Ronaldo and got him out of there. But it just seems to be a mess now. Jadon Sancho, I don't know. I don't know what, you know, what it is.
I just people talk a lot about identity and they don't have a system and what have you, but a lot of times identity can kind of be masked by passion and effort. And a lot of times I just don't see that with the body language of a lot of these players. You know, Bruno is somebody that we rely a lot on to, you know, as a captain to have that spark and that creative flair, but he just hasn't really been showing it on a consistent basis. And I'm worried. I'm worried about this season.
Well, I think you should be. You thought you were going to platform after a top four finish and getting into the Champions League, and it seems like it's regressing. Again, I think what you have to focus on is ownership, positions of authority over many, many years, and how when that's driven deep down, how difficult it is to get out of that. And I'll cite the Houston Dynamo on that. And from a competitive standpoint, you know, the Dynamo have turned the corner in the last 2.5 months, and this is as entertaining and fun a team to watch. The players are playing for each other. We're going to talk about that tonight. But when you beat it down that long, you beat down relevancy. You know, you would think there would be more excitement and energy around the Dynamo in the playoffs. Certainly is with me, and it certainly is for the hardcore Dynamo fan, but there's not much more. And I hope, you know, listen, there'll be a bump on Sunday, I think, because it's a playoff game. But, running a football club, and I've never been in the front office, but You do know it is a daily thing. You do know you have to be relevant on a daily basis. You got to create relationships. You got to be passionate about the game. Ed Woodward running a team and making player decisions in the past. The whole thing with Ferguson and Magnier and the shares of the club going to those guys. And then, you know, the Glazers buying it and appointing the guy they cut the deal with who worked for a bank to put him in charge of one of the biggest sporting soccer clubs in the world. I have to think a lot of that has something to do with it. Roy, thank you very much for starting it off tonight.
Well said, Glenn. Hey, go Dynamo. Great show.
All right, thank you, Roy. Let's go to Julio in the Heights. Julio, Dynamo playoffs, we're there.
Yep, I'm excited. I didn't think this day would come. I had a quick question for you, Glenn. What do you think needs to happen for the Dynamo to be standing at the end as champions? Who needs to stand out, or what kind of breaks do we need to catch for that to happen? I know we're playing really well, but you know the playoffs is kind of a different beast. Appreciate the show, and go Dynamo.
All right, 713-780, that was Julio in the Heights. Okay, here's what I say. Look, this has been an amazing season. I don't want to recap the entire season, but you started off with an engaged Hector Herrera. That was a big question. You started off with a midfield of Artur, Coco, Bossy. They finally found Bossy, his spot in the box midfield, more in the interior. So right away you knew you had a team that could compete in midfield, which automatically meant your back four is going to play better. Then you add some bits on the way. Eric Svechenko. This is a hardened pro. Okay? This team has not had these types of hardened pros since the years we were gifted the team from San Jose, right? Which is a great group of pros. Old school guys. Pat Onstad, Eddie Robinson, Craig Weibel. You know, old school guys. So the team now is moving in a great direction. Another symbolic part of this season, platform part of this season, was the League's Cup. And that is when Griffin Dorsey became evident to this team. Hector Herrera has been orchestrating, leading, mentoring, clear MVP of the league for me, what he's done for the Houston Dynamo. Yeah, around the country, people will be here full of it. If you've watched the Dynamo, the amount of things he's done for this team, from mentoring young players to being second in the league in assists to dictating their tactics based on who he is. Because you got to build your team around your DP. He didn't come here to sit back and play in a low block and hit long balls, okay? This guy wants to play, and he's having fun. And so is everybody around him. So Ben Olsen and his staff have this moving in the right direction. They've made some very, very good decisions. I got to put Pat Onstad in there, Asher Mendelson, and a lot of people I don't know that are doing great things behind the scene. So for me, Herrera clearly orchestrates, leads, moves his team. His impact comes in many forms. Griffin Dorsey evolved in the League Cup. He brought width to the right back position. You heard me repeatedly talking about this team has got to find width somewhere to accent the other beautiful things they have put in place. They nurture the ball. They care about it. Possession helps him on the road. Dorsey has been troubling for opponents. And believe me, they are game planning for him. On this show, repeatedly, we talked about width. We talked about how it was needed in attack, how it would complement the tight interplay and the combination play. You want variety in attack. This team's got more variety than any team ever in Houston. So the width now that Dorsey brings enhances all these other aspects of the Dynamo attack, especially the combination play, as I mentioned, between Herrera, Bossy, Coco, Artur. It's huge. And he personally, to me, is one of the great stories in Major League Soccer this year. There's no question. The Dynamo are getting goals from Dorsey off his right foot, his left foot, and a variety of sources. This is a team that can beat you in combination play. They can beat you with width. They now get some crossing and finishing. They beat you and create chances off a press. They create chances off a repress. And they have a center back in Sviatchenko that can hit a diagonal ball and open the game up. And they've got pace with Nelson Quiñones, who is now maturing the last couple of games before our eyes. Coco Karaskia is coming good now. We're getting end product out of Coco. He's on the show tonight, by the way. He's producing assists. He's scoring goals like he did in Portland. He seems more relaxed, more composed in front of goal and in the final third. And by the way, for him, it was never an issue of getting chances or getting into good positions. It was about end product. So all these things are timed beautifully heading into the playoffs. You get Real Salt Lake on Sunday. They beat Colorado 1-0. They got a lot of injury issues. Chicho Arango up front, who's a game changer. How fit will he be? Does the three-game set maybe allow Pablo Mastroianni to rest him in game one? Might. Justin Glad, their center back. And by the way, this is right up the heart of their team. Went off with a groin issue, supposedly, against Colorado. Will he be fit to play? And then you add that to they lost their playmaker, Pablo Ruiz, for the season. So, it's a lot of things that point to the Dynamo having a great run in these playoffs. They love playing for each other. One of the things that's always a tip-off to me is if players play for each other, play for the coach. And the container that's been put together here by Ben Olsen, his staff, they're all doing that. Me as a commentator, you don't understand from my position, I don't think, what a joy to call this last 2.5 months has been. And I would even say since the beginning of the year, because aesthetically, there was a football that I see was being developed. Okay, losing my voice. I thought of a lot of voice problems. All right, so we're going to come back. We got Dynamo Talk, 713-780-3776. We'll talk Champions League. I would also like to remind you we're going to be giving tickets away here tonight. Got a lot of Champions League scores. Got an update on Michael Bradley, MLS next. And a 17-year-old who I believe Guillermo on his first touch, right? Second touch as a 17-year-old scored for Barcelona on his debut. Okay, we're going to talk about that. Much, much more. We'll go through some of the playoffs. Our guests tonight, Marcelo Balboa, the former U.S. international. We've also got Really nice interview with Coco Carrasquilla. And third member tonight is Brian Dunseth of Apple TV, and he's got insight on the opponent. I always like to bring somebody in to talk from their perspective on Real Salt Lake. All right, caller number five. How about a pair of tickets? Houston Dynamo playoff game against Real Salt Lake Sunday at 5. Caller number five at 713-780-3776, courtesy of the Daspit Law Firm.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
From the far corner, box is loaded up. He whips it into the near post. Oh, what a goal! Griffin Dorsey, he has slashed in the header. It was a near post run. It was the marriage of the perfect delivery of Herrera and the head of Dorsey. He continues to shine.
Game-changing. Griffin Dorsey is now a fundamental piece of the Dynamo attack, and opponents know it. And a lot of times he's forcing guys that are very talented technical players to defend more. Or if they don't and they cheat, he gets up the field either with or without the ball. Oh, keep the Maximus Dan going a little bit. Can you, Guillermo? That puts me in a really good mood. That's soca music. Yeah, can you pull it back up? Yeah, I love that song. There's a family story behind that, too. My niece, Hannah, when she was, I guess, in high school, made me a soca tape and a CD. Just says soca music on it, which is kind of Trinidad and Tobago. This is Maximus Dan, the soca train. So we want you to get on the Dynamo train. Playoffs. All right, so Griffin Dorsey is definitely fundamental now to the Dynamo attack. All right, that's Maximus Dan. All right, enough of Maximus. All right, so let's talk a little bit of Champions League today. All right, let's go to Arsenal, who would defeat Sevilla. Let's go to Gabriel Martinelli's goal in stoppage time.
And Arsenal survive. It's cleared away by Gabriel. And now the chance to counter, perhaps. Here's Gabriel Martinelli right at the end of the first half. Martinelli for Arsenal, who have the lead right on the stroke of halftime as the action went from one end of the field to the other.
And then early in the 53rd minute in the second half, Gabriel Jesus makes it 2-0.
Picking out Gabriel Jesus. He's looked sharp tonight. And Jesus scores number two. Right on cue.
All right, so Arsenal get the win over Sevilla. Let's go to Real Madrid and Braga. 16th minute, Rodrigo with the goal in this one.
This is Junior with the turn, looking for Rodrigo. And Real Madrid are ahead. A quarter of an hour gone, and the goal drought finishes.
How about this is a buy? Jude Bellingham has been unbelievable for Real Madrid. I mean, this guy's a superstar. 2-0, he makes it.
Is knocks it on. Rodrigo flag has stayed down for the minute. Too long for Vinicius Jr. Looking to see where the support is. Bellingham now arriving, and he's in a bit of space, and he's found. And Bellingham plants it into the back of the net on the hour.
2 minutes later, though, nice response from Braga of Portugal, Alvaro Giallo.
Banza plays it up, and Giallo has pulled Braga back into the game. Real Madrid switched off.
I love that. I love when teams score and totally don't pay attention to what's going on in that very vital minute after being scored upon, where everybody relaxes. The amount of goals that are scored during that time period is pretty ridiculous. All right, so Harry Maguire's had a lot of problems. He's taken a ton of stick from fans. We had an earlier call about Manchester United. He gets the lone goal today off a Christian Eriksen ball as United beat FC Copenhagen.
Eriksen into Maguire! It's Harry Maguire! When Manchester United needed him most, Maguire was there.
But it didn't come easy. And this was a very important moment here when Onana comes up with a penalty save in stoppage time.
It all comes down to one kick of the football. Jordan Larson against Andre Onana. Oh, he saved it! Onana has kicked it out! Big errors in each of Manchester United's first two Champions League games this season. But a big, big save when they needed it from Andre Onana.
Boy, not only did United need it, Onana needed that so badly. Bayern Munich, 3-1 over Galatasaray. Icardi for Galatasaray, Coman, Musiala, and Harry Kane for Bayern. Inter Milan, 2-1 over Salzburg. How about this, Guillermo, for a name you haven't heard in a while, and for all the listeners out there, Alexis Sanchez with a goal for Inter, as well as Hakan Galinoglu for Inter. They beat Salzburg 2-1. Napoli, Raspadori with the goal, 1-0 over Union Berlin. Braga, 1, Real Madrid, 2. We gave you that one. We gave you Manchester United FC Copenhagen. We gave you Arsenal over Sevilla. Tonight, very important games. Lyon and Atlas coming up. And Wuhan Three Towns got a 2-1 victory over Hanoi. I know all of you out there who are big fans of Wuhan Three Towns, you needed to know that scoreline from tonight. All right, so let's play soundbite number 12. Santiago Jimenez scoring in the 37th minute against Vitesse. This makes him the joint top goal scorer in the Dutch Eredivisie. This is 13th goal for him.
Y una falta que el árbitro no concede y Jiménez toca para Sting, se mueve Jiménez, viene el de Jiménez, ¡el disparo! ¡Gol! ¡Gol! ¡Apareció Santigol! ¡Apareció Santiago Jiménez!
I like it, Santigol. That's what the announcer calls him, Santigol. All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. All right, Santiago Jimenez is now becoming a focal point of the Mexican national team. I don't think there's any question. Very professional, very disciplined from what I see, what I hear. And, you know, one of the criticisms of the Mexican national team and players is that they don't take enough risk going to Europe. You see American players now doing it as much as possible. I mean, by the way, the last national team roster, and there's conditions to this, but there were only two MLS guys on it. If your ambition is the national team and the World Cup and those types of things, that's where your bar is. I think it's go, you know, used to be go West, young man. Well, it's go to Europe, young man. Because it just seems like the rosters are being filled out with guys that are playing in the top leagues in the world. So that may be the way you navigate it. That's not a bag on Major League Soccer, by the way. But Guillermo, you told me something about an interview with Santiago Jimenez where he was talking about the Mexican player. Just paraphrase it for us. Go ahead, try again. There we
was
go.
That. First of all, he was talking about the whole issue of Mexican players not leaving Europe, not leaving Mexico because of the pay. He literally says in the interview that if you play enough and put all of your effort into playing, in after 2 years, you're going to get paid more in Europe than you would in Mexico. And then the last thing that he says is that two players from the Mexican national team, and Charlie Rodriguez and Uriel Antuna, both had offers from Europe, but they were blocked by Cruz Azul. And it's just an example of Mexican teams blocking these offers from Europe for these players.
Yeah, probably didn't get enough money for them because Cruz Azul has been a very money-oriented club. So that's probably the problem right there. In fact, when they won the title, they just totally stripped the team. Totally stripped the team. It was like a fire sale. So tells you the ambition sometimes of owners. Okay, 713-780-3776. Playoff format in Major League Soccer. Do you like it? Single elimination between 8 and 9 in the conference play. So tomorrow night you got two single elimination games from the two teams that ended 8 and 9 in the Eastern and Western Conference. Okay? that Sporting Kansas City at 8, which I think is a dangerous animal, started so poorly. They got healthy. It's really helped them, Alan Pulido and company. So Sporting Kansas City at 8 at home against San Jose, and then you got the Red Bulls and Charlotte. Winner of Sporting Kansas City, San Jose will play St. Louis. If that ends up being Sporting Kansas City and St. Louis, boy, that's an exciting matchup. And then either the Red Bulls or Charlotte. Not a fan of either team. They will get the duty of playing FC Cincinnati, who has had an outstanding season under Pat Noonan. All right, so then you get into the quarterfinals, which begin on the weekend. Best of three. All right, so the Dynamo got home field advantage, which is unbelievable. I really kind of picked the Dynamo somewhere 7, 8, 9. I did believe the Dynamo were going to make the playoffs with that midfield alone this year, and the fact that it was now 18 out of 29 teams making it. So I had the Dynamo anywhere from 6 to 9 this year. They exceeded my expectations getting home field advantage, which I think is spectacular. And I don't think they are not resting on their laurels, nor should they. But then it's a best of three, right? Now, any of these games in the best of three that are tied or drawn go right to penalty kicks. But then the weird thing is, you get into the semifinals and you revert right back to single elimination. And then conference final, single elimination. So these are really two very differing approaches. You know, for instance, Pablo Mastroeni on Sunday, if he's got somebody who's kind of damaged and he knows it's a best of three, he knows he's got one game in Salt Lake, yeah, he can say to Chicho Arango, oh, I'm not going to use you tonight, or I'm only going to use you if I have to. Same thing with Justin Glad. They got injury problems, okay? They got injury problems. How healthy these guys are, we don't know. But since it's a three-game set, you do have the possibility of looking at it very differently. But then once you get out of that series, all of a sudden, you're into single elimination. So you got to reboot your team in a very different way to play a one-off single elimination match. And I'll tell you what, I've had a ton of calls coming in. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Tons of tweets on this subject. By the way, ESPN 97.5 Twitch. There was a guy who just basically eliminated three teams he can't stand in the Premier League. I'm not going to read his tweet. But you can go to ESPN 97.5 Twitch. By the way, YouTube Soccer Matters. Go there. We're putting a lot of content there. Also on X and also on Instagram and also on Facebook. So what I need is for you guys to really support this stuff. It means a lot. It means a lot for potential sponsors. TikTok also. Okay, I was reminded by Guillermo, who does a great job with this. But we really need you to rally behind the likes and all these things that are important when it comes to, you know, data. What is it? Likes, comments, all that stuff. We need you behind us on that. So I hope you can take the time to do that because it helps us stay on the air and prove to, you know, sometimes we have to prove it to people that there's a few people in Houston that may love soccer, which is almost comical to even say. I mean, this is one of the best soccer cities in America. And by the way, Austin, Texas, don't give us that. You're soccer city. Okay, we were way soccer city before you. If anybody from Austin's listening, I'll let you know. And believe me, Wolfgang Sundholz was a great friend of mine. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So let me read a couple of these notes from Twitter on the playoff format. And look, okay, Brian says here, number one, there's too many teams. Number two, three-game series in soccer is ridiculous. After the most compressed season in the history of MLS, now we are adding rounds and a ton of games to the playoffs. It's crazy, especially with the League's Cup earlier this year in CNL. Yes and no. I don't like it because it's just not a consistent format. But remember, after the first round, some of these games are only going to go Some of these series are only going to go two matches. So there won't be a third game. But then you're going to get right. You're going to get right to single elimination. And the three-game set, there's a lot of time in between games. There's a lot of time. There's also an international window to contend with. But more content, sure. Sure. All right, new Stones album. This is the song Angry. I was down at Cactus with Quinn. By the way, the Clásico this weekend, Barcelona coming out with the Rolling Stones logo on their jersey. How do you feel about that, Guillermo?
It's part of a small piece of history that we like to bring back.
It's, they got the logo everywhere. I mean, I would love to know the ins and outs of that deal between the Rolling Stones and Barcelona. Is it a straight trade? Who's paying who? I would like to know. I think it's beneficial to both because they're both massive global brands. You getting that jersey, Caramel?
If I can, I definitely will.
I want that jersey, I think. How about the Houston Culas guys? I mean, they haven't even commented on it. Come on, guys, wake up. You got the Stones logo on your jersey. You can't lose this weekend. You cannot lose with the Stones logo. You got additional pressure.
We also got a bunch of injuries. Keep that in mind.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we go. You got to love it, you know, how we condition how we're going to lose. We're already giving our excuses. By the way, last night, there were people already in the sixth inning telling us how the Astros are going to improve next year. It's like, let us mourn the loss, for God's sake. What happened to the beauty of mourning a loss and suffering a little bit so that we learn to appreciate when the good times are there, right? That's part of being a fan. All right. Daspit Law Firm. You got to love them. They bring soccer to you. Best in the business. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, car, boat, motorcycle accident. They will handle your case. They'll work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. You need the best. Caller number four right now, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo Real Salt Lake playoff game Sunday.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Here's Karaskia. Here's Griffin Dorsey for make it three, and he does. It's unbelievable. He's roofed it. Griffin Dorsey, it's a two-goal night for him. The Dynamo have gotten that third coveted goal. It is 3-0 Houston Dynamo over Portland.
Within the first 15 minutes, it's about staying composed and staying in a game, especially away in a place like this. So there was definitely some celebration, but it was back to work really quickly. And then obviously after the game, it feels great to get a win, solidify home field advantage for the playoffs, and get a great win on the road going into the playoffs.
Whether we won or lost today, it's a good regular season. Happy we were able to now put ourselves in a position, if things go our way, to kind of have home field first, and then you never know. You never know after that. Take it one at a time. All focus is, a great regular season in the way that it was a great Open Cup win. But we're in the job of putting it to bed, enjoying it for a second, and we can talk about regular season and records and whatever we've done. We could talk about that at the end of the year, but there's still a lot of soccer to play, hopefully, for this group.
That was Ben Olsen. He's done a great job of keeping the team focused on the prize, not celebrating too much. It's on to the next one. He's also got the aid of real hardened pros. This team hasn't seen these hardened pros like this for so long. Eric Svechenko, Hector Herrera, Artur. These are hardened pros that can help guide younger players. It works. It's a proven method that works. And it's all about getting the right blend. But you got them, and you got them right up the middle of your team. Put Steve Clark in there as well, the goalkeeper. Franco Escobar, pro. And by the way, Escobar was brought here to be the right back, right, from LAFC. And the emergence of Griffin Dorsey pushes him to the left back position. So a lot happening. 713-780-3776. The prior soundbite was Griffin Dorsey, who, you know, it's just a great story. It's an unbelievable story, really, how he's doing. But, you know, the other part of it is that when you get players in like the aforementioned guys, you get guys that have had long careers, experienced, and you turn the roster over. As Pat Allenstad and company said, we're looking for winners, competitors. That can naturally lift if they want to get on the train. And they realize it can lift the younger player. And it can get the younger player to accelerate their development, both physically and mentally. And the way this team pushes the ball around and the aesthetics and the combination of, you know, getting width and attack now with the great combination play and the tricks and flicks, this is a perfect product. The last 2.5 months now, because it's added goals to the repertoire, this is the perfect product for this market where there's so many fans that are Hispanic. Okay? It is the perfect product. So nobody's complaining about the product and the entertainment value. I can tell you that. It's been wonderful to watch it and slowly get pieced together. And sometimes there's some staggered during the year and, you know, some things that didn't work out. You know, Griffin Dorsey comes out of nowhere. Eric Sviatchenko is a huge signing. He helps to guide Mikael and other center backs. Everything Hector Herrera is doing, both on and off the field. Artur, the model of consistency, is a six. Escobar, you know, then you go back earlier in the year. Daniel Steris playing at every defensive position before Sviatchenko got here, right? There's just a lot of really good stories and contributions from a lot of people. And I'll tell you what, if you're not playing on this team, you shouldn't be happy, because the good times are rolling and you want to be out there. And that is a beautiful position to be in. When you got that type of competition and desire and people pushing each other in training sessions, it's fantastic. All right, we got the coming up in the second hour, Apple TV, Brian Dunseth. We'll talk Real Salt Lake with him. Coco Carrasquilla, really looking forward to talking to Coco and bringing him on the show here tonight. A lot from him. Going to ask him about the two differing roles he plays for both Panama and the Dynamo. And then Marcelo Balboa, the former U.S. international. He played in an MLS Cup final for Colorado. We'll do some playoff predictions with Marcelo, some of the surprises of the year in MLS. We'll get after that here tonight. But it is exciting times here in Houston. And the Dynamo win in Portland was a good one. It really was a good one. It was not a desperate one. It was one to me that seemed very much under control, and the ability to maintain possession on the road in those key times. I know that's something Todd Ramos wanted to do, but he couldn't do it. He didn't have the roster to do it. So a lot's moving in the right direction, and it only gets better. And by the way, we have the call of the game on ESPN 97.5. Join me and Bobby Boswell for that. 4:30, we will start with our pregame show, and we'll go from there. But, wow, it's exciting. I'm pumped. I'm pumped for Sunday. And I'm looking forward to watching the single elimination games tomorrow night. By the way, Mark Gooey, you don't know who he is, right? Well, his second ever touch as a professional footballer for Barcelona ends up being a game-winning goal. Here it is.
Here's a chance. Just on. And just in! Unbelievable! What a start!
So, Guillermo, you're a huge Barcelona fan. What'd you think of that from a 17-year-old? I mean, what a magical moment, right?
Oh, yeah. It's remarkable. You know, I don't want to say too much on it because right now we have a surge of a bunch of youngsters. You know, like I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of injuries and a lot of players from the youth are getting called up and getting opportunities. So it's just up to them to capitalize on these opportunities.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Injury opens the doors for others. That was a 1-0 win against Athletic Club. And I think he was kind of funny. I think he was saying after the game, like, you know, my phone's just blowing up. You know, I mean, he's 17. Can you imagine? 17 years old, right? Footballers are getting younger and younger. When the opportunity is there, you got to be ready. That's how you get yourself noticed. So prior to Champions League, we had probably the biggest game in the Premier League, I think, as far as interest and competition, was probably Chelsea and Arsenal. Our good friend Andrew Carlson, I know, was tuned into that one, who used to be our producer here, but has gone on to bigger, brighter, and greener pastures. I hope Andrew doesn't forget us, Guillermo.
I'm sure he won't.
I don't think he will. I don't think he will. He's too good of a guy. All right, so Chelsea starts it off. They get a penalty kick. It's Cole Palmer to make it 1-0 at Stamford Bridge.
Palmer rolls it in for the Blues!
So 1-0 at halftime, and then one of the big Chelsea signings, they've paid a boatload of money for Mudrick. 48th minute, he makes it 2-0.
Palmer through the middle. Sterling getting forward too. And now Mudrick. It's Mudrick's cross, which has blown right in! A beautiful accident!
A beautiful accident. I like that. I don't know if accidents are beautiful, but when you miss it across or something and it goes in, it is beautiful. All right, so this was a game dominated by Chelsea up to this point. And if you're a Chelsea fan, in the blink of an eye, this ends up being a draw. But Chelsea was the better team for 75 minutes of this game. I don't think there was any question. And then all of a sudden, Declan Rice produces a great goal to make it 2-1, 78th minute.
Oh, give it away to Rice! Now we've got a game! He pounced with poise!
Leandro Trossard with the equalizer in the 84th.
Bukayo Saka.
So it ends a 2-2 draw, and then you tag that with the win over Sevilla today in the Champions League for Arsenal. Here's the manager, Mikel Arteta, post-match.
I think what went wrong is the start of the game. I think we didn't play with enough purpose with the ball and clarity, and we were just moving the ball without really having the intention to thread them, and that's a really dangerous thing to do against teams like Chelsea. And then we didn't win enough duels, and in tight areas when we had them, they escaped from that and they attack open spaces, and they are really, really dangerous things to do. So credit to them as well, because they are a top side full of top players, and you have to acknowledge that. Even without they conceded the second goal and his disappointment, the way the team reacted is phenomenal. But the players that they were here, the players that they are on the bench, thinking how the hell I'm going to change the game and help the team. So that's the part that I loved.
So there's Arteta. And you know what? You got to get points out of games where you don't play well. It's a sign of a good team. They did. It ends up being a point for both Chelsea and Arsenal. And it's definitely two left on the table for Chelsea after the start that they had. So we got some big derbies this weekend. We got Real Madrid and Barcelona. Barcelona's got the added pressure of playing with the Rolling Stones Lips logo on their jersey. That you can't let the Keith Richards and Mick Jagger down, man, and Ronnie Wood. You can't let them down. You just can't. You can't.
I 100% agree. And going back to what I was saying earlier, I don't even think that Barca, even with all these injuries, I really do think we have a chance. I'm more scared of Real Madrid's form and their players and how they're performing up top. And in these matches, when it matters the most is when they perform.
Jude Bellingham has been quite the signing for them. They needed that type of a signing, and they're getting the best out of him. We also have the Manchester Derby on Sunday, according to my good friend and great friend of this show, Victor Ariza, the writer and journalist, soccer journalist. So Victor sent me a text. Don't forget the Manchester Derby on Sunday, which will be interesting because people have taken some points off of Manchester City. It's the kind of game where emotion trumps everything, including, you know, all the problems behind the scenes right now at United. So let us see what happens in that one. But that's, You got some great watching this weekend. When is the Barcelona Real Madrid game? That's Saturday or Sunday?
It's on Saturday.
Okay, good. I'm glad they're not both on the same day. And then we got the Dynamo playoff game. By the way, get your tickets, HoustonDynamo.com, against Real Salt Lake. That is a good one. Okay, so the MLS next. We all know what that is. That's reserve teams of all the Major League Soccer teams play, and it's a lot of young talent. Just got a note on that. You know, and it's great. Austin FC beat Columbus. Learning to be winners is part of player development. That's great. Austin FC had a nightmare of a season. Josh Wolf will be back. I think they... Well, I'm not going to get into Austin FC discussion right now because I want to focus on this MLS next. Now, MLS clubs love to tout the results of these things, right? When you win an MLS next, you know, you get all this stuff that comes out on social media. When you lose, everybody kind of goes quiet. It's kind of like we're only going to put it out when everything goes our way. It's pretty funny in this league. It seems to be adopted by a lot of the teams. But, you know, touting the results is fine. And there's no doubt that's applicable if you are truly invested in your club. But the true signal of player development is how many of these players are actually moving into the first team as true professionals, gaining minutes, advancing in professional football careers. And listen, in the past, it's been about marketing. Not under this ownership group, but on the prior one, it's marketing. And I think now to compete in Major League Soccer, you want to compete in this league now, you got to produce your own as cheap labor. And I mean that in a very healthy way. You need to get those homegrown players that for 3 years produce something on the field for you. Become starters. And there are some. And they don't count against the cap. And then the bonus is after playing for the first team, they become that good and you're good at player development. If you're good at it, then you move them on at a profit. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to develop soccer players. But that's the bonus. And I would say you want to win something with them before you sell them, right? I think sometimes FC Dallas pulls the triggers on these guys, and they had a tendency of selling their players before they won anything. Even though they've gotten a lot of guys to higher levels, right? So, just food for thought there. Michael Bradley has joined his father on the staff of Stabæk in Norway. Bradley retired after the Toronto FC last game last week. He seems destined to be an outstanding, after an outstanding playing career. I mean, it seems like he's destined to be a coach. So he went and joined his father. No hesitation there. All right. This is a beautiful song. Take a break right now. Quick word here, DanishInspirations.com. We got the Danish Dynamite coming up. Jan Christensen with some thoughts on FC Copenhagen and Manchester United. And right now, caller number 3, a pair of tickets. Houston Dynamo playoff match. It is against Real Salt Lake. It is 5 o'clock this Sunday. Hit us up on ESPN 97.5 Twitch. Check us out at YouTube Soccer Matters and subscribe to the podcast, please.